Let's go to national correspondent Rory O'Neill is joining us right now on the KRDO Newsline. Good morning to you, Rory. It's interesting. Biden is in the battleground state of Florida while former President Donald Trump is in a courtroom in New York City. What's the latest on both of these?
Right. So as we speak, there is a discussion in the courtroom in Lower Manhattan about whether or not former President Trump violated the gag order that's been placed on him in this trial. He's not supposed to be disparaging jurors or witnesses. The judge is fair game, but not the family members of these people. And the prosecution has cited at least 10 instances where this may have happened. So, and the judge's comments that we're getting, apparently not so good. So we'll stand by for a ruling there. But testimony will resume in about an hour, or that's about the rough schedule. Meanwhile, as you said, President Biden is in the Tampa Bay area of Florida talking about abortion in the start of May. A six-week ban on abortions goes into effect in Florida. The Democrats think this is going to be a big issue for them in November.
So when you're talking about trying to, I guess, one is battling in the courtroom, one is battling on this campaign trail. I mean, is it going to be where there's just so much contrast, it'll be difficult for voters to kind of, you know, see, you know, contrast and compare?
Well, this is a rematch. I mean, who's making up their mind at this point? Or how many undecideds are out there, right? This is going to be, come November, this is a turnout game, and you want to get your bases as motivated as possible. So I think that's the question here. Look, Donald Trump is great at those big outdoor rallies, gets the huge crowd all fired up. We hear that all the time when he does these events that last for hours. Joe Biden, much more low key, and you know, gets to his base in a very different way. And I think having Donald Trump stuck in a courtroom sort of takes away his strength. Although he still gets that megaphone as he goes into court and starts each day and leaves court at the end, the former president makes a statement or two that certainly makes headlines.
We'll talk about ghost guns in just a moment. Back to the Trump trial. What happens if he's violated the order by the judge there? I mean, could he potentially go to jail today?
Potentially, yeah. Likely, no. But, you know, maybe he faces fines. That's possible. And, of course, you know, the fines roll off his back. I think we'll get more admonitions from the judge saying knock it off with these posts on social media or some of these other critical comments.
And they are also talking about crazy things like taking away Secret Service. If he does go, I mean, what's that? Have you heard that?
I can't see how that would happen. That's typically under federal statute. I'm not so sure about
that. All right, now to the ghost guns. The Supreme Court will take that up in the next session. First of all, what is a ghost gun and who thinks it should be legal?
Well, the ghost guns are guns that they don't have serial numbers, right? And so now they can send them to you in a kit that you assemble at home. Sometimes it's just a program that you can actually download on your computer and have a 3D printer print out these ghost guns. They're a nightmare for law enforcement because they can't be traced, no serial numbers. In 2021, 19,000 ghost guns were used in crimes. That's how prevalent these things are. That was a fivefold increase in just 10 years. In 2022, President Biden issued a rule saying, all right, if you're going to sell a gun kit where you assemble a gun, there's got to be a serial number in there. And if it's through a licensed firearms dealer, then you're going to have to do a background check. Well, an appellate court says, sorry, that's not the way the law is written. You can't just do that as a rule. Believe it or not, one of the arguments is, well, let's say, imagine I send you a bag of flour, two eggs, a stick of butter, some brown sugar, and chocolate chips. Did I send you chocolate chip cookies?
Oh.
Or did I send you a firearm? You know, because that's the argument of these are just parts is one of the arguments of.
By the way, we got your cookies the last time out, so thank you so much, Roy.
Sorry about those burned ones on the end.
Always good to catch up with you. Thanks for the time. As always, we'll look forward to the next one.
Take care.